The CDC has an urgent recommendation that pregnant women get vaccinated against COVID-19. This group is also eligible for booster shots. A new study finds that the Delta variant is far more risky to pregnant people than earlier strains. Hospitalizations and critical cases of COVID for this group have jumped to 15%. Thing is, only about a third of pregnant women are vaccinated. One of those who did choose the vaccine and the booster is emergency room physician An Nguyen. She treats patients at Houston Methodist Hospital. Dr. Nguyen, thanks for joining us. Now, we know pregnancy is so stressful, and yet the head of the CDC says these vaccines are very safe for pregnant people. Could be a tough call. Why did you get the booster?
For me, when I weighed the risks and benefits, it was abundantly clear that the benefits of the vaccine far outweighed the risks. I mean, I work in the ER, so I see COVID patients daily. And I've read and seen so many cases of pregnant women, especially in the third trimester, getting horrifically ill with the virus. And, you know, at first I too was hesitant because pregnant women were excluded from the trials. But as time has gone on over the last, you know, 9-10 months, more and more pregnant women have gotten vaccinated, and the data currently appears to be extraordinarily safe for pregnant women.
Yeah. Now, some pregnant women are surely worried about the side effects. What was your experience? Side effects?
Oh, absolutely. With the second shot, I had some chills. I had some body aches. But with the third shot, given that I was already 34 weeks pregnant at the time, the fatigue hit me like a hammer.
But I guess surely the benefit cost calculation is a pretty clean answer for you.
Absolutely. And every mom wants the best for her baby. You know, we've seen cases of stillbirths, preterm labor, cases of, you know, having to emergently deliver a mom and then either the mom or the baby not doing well. Third trimester mom's currently pregnant, getting intubated. And I just knew I did not want that to be me.
Now, despite what you've seen, the percentage of pregnant women being vaccinated is still quite low. You have interacted with these pregnant patients in some cases who have COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Help us to understand a little bit more the concerns you hear from these patients.
So absolutely, I understand. When you're pregnant, you're responsible for more than just yourself. And I do think the messaging was a little bit confusing in the beginning, because when Pfizer and Moderna released their data, pregnant women were excluded from the study. So the ideal situation is to not do anything unknown, is to not put anything unknown into your body and not get COVID. But at this point, with Delta surging, it's so contagious and so deadly that I don't think that you can really sequester yourself at this point and make yourself zero risk. And that's what most women say. They're like, I could just stay at home. I could just try my best and not get it. But I just don't think that that's, you know, possible at this point.
Now we have more data. In August, 22 pregnant women died of COVID-19 in this country, and that's the highest monthly number since the pandemic started. And the number of cases among pregnant women also doubled from 500 to 1,000 a week from June through August. So for those who say, well, you know, I'm not sure how much data there is on this, what's your answer?
I think that the data is there in terms of safety. I mean, there's several kind of reporting mechanisms out there. There's VAERS, the federal database. There's also something called VSafe, where pregnant women kind of self-identify as pregnant and getting the shot, and then they self-report kind of symptoms, side effects. I have not read of any cases where the vaccine itself has caused stillbirth, premature labor, moms getting intubated or going to the ICU. But on the other hand, as you mentioned, I've seen plenty of maternal deaths, stillbirths, child deaths, so I just don't think it's anything that you can compare. Unfortunately, a lot of the people I see already have COVID, but there's significant regret in not doing something they could have done to protect their child. Because again, as a mom, all moms just want to do the right thing by their children. I think when I lead by example, you know, I'm 35 weeks pregnant, so I have a large belly, so they can definitely identify with my decision to get the shot. And, you know, me just showing that with all the knowledge I have, with all the things that I've seen, that this is something I'm willing to take myself, I think that gives them a lot of confidence. And I try to approach it in a non-judgmental fashion, and that may be gives them a little bit of confidence that I'm not trying to persuade them to do something that I myself wouldn't do.
What are you seeing at Houston Methodist Hospital in terms of pregnant patients? We have read about capacity issues, space issues, workforce limitations. What does it look like now?
So I would say in the last month, August and September, were our highest COVID numbers ever. And pregnancy is such a stressful time for your body as it is. You're immunocompromised. When you get to your third trimester, your lung function is decreased. You are then put in this category of the same as like if you were a smoker, if you were a diabetic, because you just can't fight the bug that well. And everyone I see, they're pretty ill, especially women in their third trimester. And I would have significant concern for women who are catching it early in their pregnancy as well.
And finally, what do we know about immunity for the baby, whether the vaccines, whether the boosters, you know, transmit much of that immunity?
Yeah. So, I mean, physiologically, whatever circulating in my blood will go to the baby. And, you know, it has been shown many times over that pregnant women pass antibodies on to their children. And while I'm pregnant, I'm passing it on, I would say, in more of like a complete way versus when I'm breastfeeding to the child. So kind of to me, it was a little bit of a golden opportunity to give my child some passive immunity while I can. So that's an added bonus, I would say.
That is Houston Methodist Hospital emergency physician An Nguyen, who is in week 35, of your pregnancy.
Yes.
And recently received her booster shot. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.